Does this coalition have enough troops available, given that the United States would not participate?
Certainly not yet. It's very difficult for leaders to commit their armed forces, as you can imagine, to a dangerous mission that is still so undefined. They've got no idea of where a ceasefire line might be, what the troops would be used for, and again, what kind of U.S. contribution would be there to deter the Russians from attacking. But some countries have made clear they're less unwilling than others, and Estonia is among them. Here's Defense Minister Hanno Pevkur.
We are ready to contribute immediately after the ceasefire, and then we have to see how the other allies will continue. We say that the company size unit is something we are considering, and we are ready to deploy. U.S. has to be, of course, together with us. This is, I believe, clear for everyone.
French President Emmanuel Macron has called a meeting of the coalition in Paris on Thursday, and the U.S. doesn't usually participate in those talks.
What the U.S. has done, of course, is speak directly with the Russians and with President Putin. President Trump has set a number of deadlines. He has then let the deadlines slide, and now Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is suggesting that today should be a deadline for the Russians to get serious or face a tougher response. Do the Europeans have a response?
Well, this would, as you say, really be a deadline for President Trump to set, given that he's leading the efforts to bring the two sides in. And Ukraine has agreed to the talks. So European leaders are calling on Trump to put a price on Putin simply continuing to fight. And by the way, Steve, the European Union's own diplomatic mission in Kyiv was severely damaged in a Russian airstrike last week. Mm. So they're focused on what they can do, pushing through a 19th package of sanctions on Moscow and threatening to give some 200 billion euros worth of frozen Russian assets to Ukraine, instead of just using the interest on those accounts, as is the case now, to pay for reconstruction. But it's really the White House that has the stick here. And European partners would very much like to see President Trump use it.